Chaitanya Shri Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudeye Radhamo Hari Kriye Panchavata Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyare Vaya Pakitana Bhavane Yo Vaishnave Yo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Vrindavananda Jagvaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate
Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Turn the light on. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service, text number 18.
Srimad Bhagavatam, prvo pjevanje, drugo poglavlje, stih 18.
Nashta praish bhavadeshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. You just read the translation for both.
Znači, prijevod stiha. U srcu onoga koje redovno prisustvuje predavanjima o Bhagavatamu i služi čistog bhaktu gotovo se sasvim uništava svaka smetnja, a služenje puno ljubavi prema svevišnjem gospodinu koji se slavi transcendentalnim pjesmama utemeljuje se kao na poziva činjenica. Ova strofa otkriva nam lijek koji iz srca može ukloniti sve rđave stvari koje se smatraju preprekama na putu samospoznaje. Taj lijek je društvo Bhagavata. Postoje dvije vrste Bhagavata, knjiga Bhagavata i Bhakta Bhagavata. Oboje su moćni lijekovi. Oboje ili samo jedno od njih kadruje da ukloni sve prepreke. Bhakta Bhagavata je isto tako dobar koliko i knjiga Bhagavata, zato što vodi život u skladu sa knjigom Bhagavatom, koja je puna znanja gospodinu i njegovim čistim bhaktama, Bhagavatama. Knjiga Bhagavata i osoba Bhagavata su istovjetni. Bhakta Bhagavata je neposredni predstavnik Bhagavana božanske ličnosti, stoga onaj ko zadovolji Bhaktu Bhagavatu stječe blagodati knjige Bhagavate. Ljudski razum ne može da pojmi na koji to način mi, služeći Bhaktu Bhagavatu ili knjigu Bhagavatu, napredujemo na putu predanosti. To objasnio Šrila Narada Deva, koji je u svom prošlom životu bio sin sluškinje. Njegova majka je služila mudrace i tako je došao u dodir s njima. Samim tim što se družio s mudracima i jeo ostatke hrane koju su oni ostavljali, sin sluškinje je dobio priliku da postane veliki bhakta i uzvišena ličnost Šrila Narada Deva. To su čudesni učinci druženja s Bhagavatama. Da bismo te učinke praktično shvatili, treba istaći da se takvim iskrenim druženjem sa Bhagavatama veoma lako i pouzdano stječe transcendentalno znanje, a kao posljedica tog znanja čovjek se učvršćuje u predanom služenju gospodinu. Napredujući u predanom služenju pod vođstvom Bhagavata, sve smo stabilniji u transcendentalnom služenju gospodinu s puno ljubavi. Dakle, poruke knjige Bhagavate treba da primimo od Bhakte Bhagavate, a spojiti dvaju Bhagavata pomoći će Bhakti početniku da postojano napreduje na duhovnom putu.
Našta praješ Bhavadešu nityam Bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttama shloke Bhakti Bhavati naštiki.
Još jedan prijevod, znači u srcu onoga ko redovno prisustvuje predavanjima o Bhagavatamu i služi čistog bhaktu, gotovo se sasvim uništava svaka smetnja, a služenje puno ljubavi prema svevišnjem gospodinu, koje se slavi transcendentalnim pjesmama, utemeljuje se kao na poziva činjenica.
Here it explains the purpose of initiation.
Ovdje se objašnjava smisao inicijacije.
To become free from all unwanted habits.
Da bismo postali slobodni od svih nepoželjnih navika
and conceptions
i koncepcija
and become fixed in Krishna's devotional service.
Postali utemeljeni u svjesnosti Krishne.
And that's also the reason why the Bhagavatam
I to isto razlog iz kog je napisan Bhagavatam.
It says that three classes of people will appreciate the Bhagavatam.
Kaže se tri klase ljudi cijeniti Bhagavatam.
Those who take Krishna's pastimes as something like a boy and girl relationship.
Oni koji uzimaju Krishna zabave poput zabava dječaka i djevojčice.
They'll find it attractive.
They'll
find it attractive.
Oni će smatrati to privlačnim.
But if they hear from the right source with the right attitude, they'll also be able to appreciate.
Ali ako čuju iz pravog izvora sa pravim stavom, isto će tako biti u stanju da to cijene.
The Madhyamadikari.
Madhyamadikari.
When he hears about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it becomes enlivening and enlightening.
A kada on čuje filozofiju svjesnosti Krishna, on postaje oživljen i prosvjetljen.
And the topmost devotee, he'll actually experience Krishna directly just by hearing about his activities.
A najuzvišeniji bhakta, on će biti potpuno ekstatičan čujući, samo slušajući o Krishnin zabavama.
For devotional service to become enlivening and enlightening, we have to come at least to the second class platform.
U predanom služenju, ako želimo biti oživljeni i na neki način prosvjetljeni, moramo doći na drugu razinu barem.
That is to give up our hankering and lamentation.
A to je da odustanemo od žurnji i jadikovanja.
And how to relate to every living entity as a servant of Krishna.
I kako da se odnosimo sa svim drugim živim bićima, poput sluge Krishna.
Make friends with the devotees.
Praviti prijateljstva sa bhaktama.
Serve the higher class, the devotees.
Služiti više bhakte iz višeg stava.
Love Krishna.
Voljeti Krishnu.
Try to help innocent people become Krishna conscious.
A pokušavati pomoći nevinim ljudima da postanu svjesni Krishne.
And avoid the people who are envious of Krishna.
Izbjegavati ljude koji su zavidni Krishna.
Sometimes due to our attachments and our aversions.
Ponekad zbog naših vezanosti i odbojnosti.
Sometimes we become averse to the devotees.
Ponekad postanemo odmani prema bhaktama.
And we appreciate the non-devotees.
I počnemo cijeniti ne a bhakte.
So generally people are impressed by karma and by gyan.
Općenito ljudi su impresionirani karmom i gyanom.
That is the opulence of material existence.
To je obilje materijalnog postojanja.
Whether it be personal beauty.
Bilo da je to osobna ljepota.
Or the wealth.
Ili bogatstvo.
Or the aristocratic birth.
Ili aristokratsko rođenje.
And sometimes they hanker after material education.
I ponekad ljudi žude za materijalnim obrazovanjem.
But these things are actually obstacles.
A ove stvari su u stvari prepreke.
The thing that by advancing in this way will actually make progress in devotional service is the opposite.
Mislimo da na ovaj način će biti u stanju da napredom u predanom služenju, a u stvari je suprotno.
That one has to give up this tendency to acquire material advancement.
I osoba treba odustati od te žudnje da bi za materijalnim napredovanjem.
Instead, one has to hear from the Bhagavatam.
Umjesto toga treba slušati od Bhagavatam.
Although the Bhagavatam explains many things about material existence.
Bhagavatam objašnja mnogo stvari o materijalnom
postojanju. It explains it from the point of view of Krishna.
Ali to objašnjava sa točke, sa Krishne točke gledišta.
It doesn't glorify material positions.
On ne slavi materijalno postojanje.
Daksha is the head of the whole universe practically.
Praktično govoreći, Daksha je bio na vrhu cijelog univerzuma.
Just one step below Lord Brahma.
Samo jedan korak ispod gospodina Brahme.
But still, because he was envious of a devotee, he got the head of a goat.
Ali pošto je bio zavidan na bhakte, dobio je glavu jarca.
So, Daksha's material position is appreciated in the Bhagavatam, but is not sufficient to be glorified.
A znači, priznaje se materialna pozicija Daksha u Bhagavatamu, ali to nije dovoljno da bi bio slavljen.
It's the attitude of devotion that's glorified.
Stav služenja je onaj koji se slavi.
Everything else is considered to be at best secondary, if not insignificant.
Sve ostalo se smatra u najboljem slučaju sekundarno, ako ne I beznačajno.
Therefore, one has to hear from the Bhagavatam about what is the actual priorities of life.
Tako osoba treba slušati Bhagavatam, a koje su stvarni prioriteti u životu.
What's to be appreciated and what's not to be appreciated.
Šta trebamo cijeniti, a šta ne.
So we can align our understanding with that of the Bhagavatam, then we can make progress in devotional life.
I kada uskladimo svoje razumijevanje sa Bhagavatam, onda možemo napraviti napredak u predanom služenju.
And the devotee who preaches the Bhagavatam is supposed to have the same understanding as Krishna has.
A osoba koja propovjeda Bhagavatam bi trebala imati isto razumijevanje koje Krishna ima.
All Krishna's great devotees.
Ili Krishni uzvišeni bhakte.
Otherwise, one will distort the meaning of the Bhagavatam.
U suprotno, osoba će iskriviti značenje Bhagavatam.
Of course, the audience generally is, unless you're in the association of great Mahabhagavats.
Generalno publika, osim ako niste u društvu Mahabhagavata.
Generally, the audience, we all have our desires and our understandings.
U publici će uglavnom imati svoje želje I svoje razumijevanje.
Therefore, we can't expect that every time that we tell the truth, that people are going to appreciate it.
I tako ne možemo očekivati da svaki put kad mi kažemo istinu da će ljudi to cijeniti.
Instead, if you flatter people and you tell them some untruth, they'll all love you.
Umjesto toga, ako podilazite ljudima I ne govorite im uvijek isto, oni će vas voljeti.
This man is very intelligent. He's not trying to destroy my illusions, he's trying to increase them.
Onda oni kažu, ovaj čovjek je dobar, kaže, on ne pokušava da uništi moje iluzije, on je pokušava povećati.
And some people will become angry. Why is this person trying to destroy my illusion?
I onda će neki postati ljuti. Zašto ova osoba pokušava da uništi moju iluziju?
So it depends upon our purpose, our attitude.
I to ovisi o našoj namjeri, o našem stavu.
Those who are actually interested in spiritual advancement, they'll appreciate the truth.
Oni koji su napredni u napretku, u predanom služenju, oni će cijeniti istinu.
And those who don't have a real clear idea of what they're doing, sometimes they'll appreciate and sometimes they'll become disturbed.
Oni koji nemaju jasnu ideju što rade, ponekad će to cijeniti, a ponekad će ih to uznemiriti.
Just like a great preacher like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada.
Poput velikog propovjednika Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada.
He was uncompromising.
On je bio bez kompromisa.
And even Prabhupada was uncompromising.
Čak I Srila Prabhupada je bio bez kompromisa.
He'd say that devotional service is good and everything else is bad.
On bi rekao, predano služenje dobro I sve ostalo loše.
So this whole idea, let's compromise and be nice to everyone and you're good, everyone's good.
I cijela ta ideja, hajde da pravimo kompromise, svi su dobri, da budemo svi dobri.
Generally, it's nice if you want to stay in the material world.
Općenito govoreći je dobro ako želite osjetiti duho u materijalnom svijetu.
But it's not very good if you want to go back to the spiritual world.
Ali nije veoma dobro ako želite ići natrag u duhovni svijet.
Because the devotee doesn't go out of his way to create disturbance.
Ali bhakta ne istupa sa svojim stavama da pravi uznemirenje.
One can preach reality to people who are interested in hearing reality.
Osoba treba propovijedati stvarnost ljudima koji su spremni da čuju o tome.
The reality that we're supposed to surrender to Krishna.
A stvarnost je da se mi trebamo predati Krishna.
And that there are so many varieties of so-called good things in the world.
A postoji toliko raznolikost takozvanih dobrih stvari u svijetu.
Philanthropy.
Filantropija.
Socialism.
Socijalizam.
Communism.
Komunizam.
Altruism. So these things are very nice for the materialists.
Te stvari su vrlo lijepe, ali za materialiste.
But they have nothing to do with pure devotional service.
Ali nemaju nikakve veze sa predanim, čistim predanim služenjem.
We find King Riga, he gave away more cows than there are stars in the sky.
Saznali smo da je kralj Riga dao više krava u donaciju nego što postoji zvijezda na nebu.
Or the number of grains of sand on the beach.
Ili nego što postoji zrna pijeska na plaži.
That's a lot of cows.
To je puno krava.
And they were an ordinary cows. They had silver hooves and gold horns.
I one nisu bile obične krave, imale su srebrne papke i rogove.
And they had just given birth to one calf, and therefore they were full of milk.
I upravo su otelile jedno tele i bile su pune mlijeka.
He didn't give them to just ordinary people. He gave them to first-class Brahmins.
I on ih nije dao običnim ljudima, nego ih je dao prvoklasnim Brahminama.
Not only did he give away cows and charity so great a quantity to first-class Brahmins, but he also dug wells and created places for rest for the pilgrims.
I ne samo da je toliki broj krava prvoklasnim Brahminama, nego isto tako kopao razne bunare i pravio razne...
Those were on pilgrimage, he created resting places, dharma shalas. But one day he gave away one cow to one Brahmin.
Ali jednog dana je dao jednu kravu jednom Brahmanu.
And the cow wandered back into his herd.
I krava se vratila u njegovo stado.
And he gave away the same cow to another Brahman.
I onda je istu tu kravu dao drugom Brahmanu.
So when the first Brahman discovered that his cow was missing and was now given away to another Brahman.
I kad je prvi Brahman shvatio da mu nedostaje ta krava i da je ona otišla u donaciju drugom Brahmanu.
They had a quarrel between the two Brahmins, who cow it actually belonged to.
I onda su imali svađu između dvojice Brahmana, kome ona u stvari pripada.
So the king became afraid.
I kralj postao uplašen.
And he said, my dear Brahmins, don't quarrel. I'll give you 100,000 cows in exchange for this one cow.
Moji dragi Brahmane, nemojte, on im je rekao, nemojte biti uznemireni, dat ću vam 100,000 drugih krava umjesto te jedne krave.
And so... But the Brahmins didn't listen to the king.
Ali Brahmani nisu slušali kralja.
Instead, they became angry and simply left the cow, saying that their rightful ownership to the cow has been usurped.
Oni su jednostavno ostavili tu kravu i rekli da je uzurpirano to pravo vlasništva na tu kravu.
And they cursed the king.
I prokleli su kralja.
So, at the end of his life, the king went before Yamaraj.
I na kraju života kralj otišao do Yamaraja.
And he had so much pious activity that even Yamaraj had a difficult time ascertaining what the results of his pious activities would be.
I on imao toliko puno pobožnih aktivnosti, tako da je čak i Yamaraj imao poteškoće da sabere rezultate tih njegovih pobožnih aktivnosti.
But he had committed this just this one mistake of giving away a cow in charity.
Ali napravio samo tu jednu grešku dajući milostinju jednu kravu.
Twice to two different Brahmins by accident.
Dva put različitim Brahmanama.
So Yamaraj said that you're going to have to go fall and become a lizard because of this.
I Yamaraj je rekao moraš postati gušter.
So, which do you want first? The results of your pious activities or the results of your incorrect pious activities?
I što želiš prvo? Da li rezultate svojih pobožnih aktivnosti i rezultate grešnih aktivnosti?
So he decided, let me enjoy or suffer the results of my impious activities first, and then later on, without any anxiety, I can enjoy my pious activities.
E onda rekao, hajde da prvo odradim to kao da ispaštam te rezultate svojih grešnih aktivnosti, pa ću onda mirno uživati u rezultatima pobožnih aktivnosti.
So here's a king, he did more pious activities than we can even imagine.
I znači ovdje imamo kralja koji je napravio više pobožnih aktivnosti nego što mi možemo čak i zamisliti.
But one little mistake, he became a lizard.
Ali zbog jedne male greške postao je gušter.
It wasn't even a conscious mistake, it was just by some chance.
To čak nije bila ni svjesna greška, to se dogodilo slučajno.
He wound up as a lizard in the bottom of a well for many, many thousands of years.
I završio je kao gušter na dnu jednog bunara hiljadama godina.
Luckily, he was thinking about Krishna.
Srećo, mislio na Krishna.
Finally, he decided that it was a good idea. Now I have some time, I can chant my rounds. Make them crawl around.
Konačno, kad ima vremena da matam svoje krugove.
And therefore, he wound up thinking about Krishna. So Krishna came and saved him.
I onda je završio misleći stalno na Krishna, onda je Krishna došao i spasio ga.
So what is the position of an ordinary person this age?
I hajmo se vidjeti kakva je pozicija običnog čovjeka u ovom dobu.
What pious activities do they perform?
Koje pobožne aktivnosti danas ljudi rade?
Helping a little old lady across the street.
Pomažući starici da pređe preko ulice.
So she can go and buy her meat at the butcher's shop.
Tako da može otići u mesaru i kupiti meso.
And then go to a bar.
I onda ide u bar neki u kafan.
So by doing that, she goes to hell, and the person who helped the little old lady across the street goes to hell with her.
I sa tim aktivnostima starca ide lijepo upakao, a osoba koja pomogla pređe preko ulice isto tako.
So where is the opportunity to perform pious activities?
Dakle, gdje je mogućnost da se rade pobožne aktivnosti?
But so much opportunity for impious activities.
Ima toliko puno mogućnosti za ne grešne aktivnosti.
That rarely people would become eligible to become lizards in their next lifetime.
Tako da ljudi rijetko dostižu mogućnost da postanu gušter u sljedećem životu.
They weren't pious enough to become a lizard.
Nisu bili dovoljno pobožni da postanu ni gušter.
What to speak of getting their own will.
A da ne govorimo da dobiju sobstveni bunar.
Surely if they become a lizard, it'll be in a well with many other lizards.
A čak i dobiju mogućnost da postanu gušter, onda ćete biti u nekom bunaru sa mnogo drugih guštera.
Therefore, by proper understanding, we shouldn't be so much interested in so-called material advancement.
Tako sa pravim razumijevanjem ne bismo trebali biti zainteresirani za takozvani materijalni napredak.
Nowadays, material advancement is so insignificant.
Danas materijalni napredak je tako u stvari beznačajan.
You go to school and you learn complete nonsense.
Idete u školu i učite apsolutne besmislice.
And you're satisfied because they give you a piece of paper and a title at the end.
A vi ste zadovoljni zato što vam na kraju daju komad papira i titulu.
You spend so many thousands of euros or whatever else for this piece of paper and some title.
Hiljate eura samo za komadić papira i neku titulu.
And then when you try and get a job,
i kad pokušate dobiti posao,
they say, well, you're qualified for washing dishes in our restaurant. Because obviously at the school they taught you how to become a very good dog. Servant.
Sluga.
Or people they work so hard to get some money.
I ljudi rade jako naporno da bi dobili novac.
To buy a house.
Kupili kuću.
And then they spend the rest of their life just trying to pay the house.
I onda potroše ostatak života samo da bi otplatili tu kuću.
Hardly they have any time to sleep. They're too busy paying for the house. They have no time to sleep in.
Zaposleni plaćajući tu kuću da imaju gotovo i nema vremena za spavanje.
And finally, after paying off the house,
i konačno kad otplate tu kuću,
they leave their body.
Napuste tijelo.
And the children sell the house and buy drugs with it.
Djeca prodaju kuću i kupe droge za to.
So much work in this hardly benefit.
Toliko puno napora, ali gotovo nikakve dobrobiti.
On the other hand, to hear the Bhagavatam is not so difficult.
A na druge strane, slušati Bhagavatam uopće nije teško.
And then to chant Hare Krishna is not so difficult.
I mantrati Hare Krishna uopće nije teško.
Or to worship the deities.
Ili obožavati božanstva.
The only problem is that our minds are attracted to so many other things.
Jedini problem je što je naš um privučen sa toliko puno drugih stvari.
How can I worship the deities? It's so boring. They don't do anything.
Kako mogu obožavati božanstva tako dosadno i ništa ne rade.
There's no action in worshiping the deities. There's no action.
Nema akcije. Dosta u obožavanju božanstva.
Let me see something really exciting.
Da, da vidim nešto stvarno uzbudljivo. Da vidim u kino.
See some spiritual movie.
Da vidim neke duhovne filmove.
What was that name of that movie? Avatar.
Avatar.
Something, some spiritual movie which is exciting.
Neki duhovni film koji je uzbudljiv.
Where we can, exciting means boy meets girl.
Pod uzbudljivim smatramo o mladić sreće djevojku.
Third person comes.
Treća osoba
dolazi. Tries to take girl.
i pokušava uzeti djevojku.
Hero kills villain.
Heroj ubija tog.
He gets girl.
I do, vraća natrag djevojku.
And that's the end of the story.
I to je kraj priče.
Rather than these deities, they're just, you know, always smiling.
Bolje to nego ova božanstva, samo se smiju stalno.
Nothing's going on.
Ništa se tu ne događa.
Maybe they're intoxicated.
Možda su intoksicirani.
Maybe I should get intoxicated and smile too.
Možda bi se i ja treba intoksicirati i smijati pokudno.
So we think, oh, this deity worship is so boring, this chanting is so disturbing to my mind.
I tako razmišljamo, obožavanje božanstva je tako dosadno, a mantranje mi uznemirava um.
The devotees don't appreciate me.
Bhakti me ne cijene.
The Bhagavatam is always saying the same thing.
Govori istu, iznova istu stvar.
I'm not my body, Krishna's body.
Ja nisam ovo tijelo Krishna.
I already know that.
Već to znam.
Let me hear something new and exciting.
Daj da čujem nešto novo i uzbudljivo.
Why should I hear the same thing over and over again?
Zašto?
I've already accepted that.
Iste stvari iznova i prihvatao to.
Now let me hear what's really going on in the world.
Daj da čujem što se stvarno događa u svijetu.
Therefore, because we have these conceptions, the process is easy, but we're not inclined to accept it.
Zato što imamo ove koncepcije, proces je stvari jednostavan, ali mi nismo u stanju da ga prihvatimo.
Because we're inclined to the modes of ignorance and passion.
Zato što naginjemo bunama neznanja i strast.
The mode of passion, things can't get quick enough.
U buni strasti, we think...
In the mode of passion, things have to go quicker and quicker.
Znači, u buni strasti stvari moraju ići jako brzo, bijeti se sve brže i brže.
If you see, just like in Jagannath Puri, they're bringing Lord Jagannath out to put him on the Rath Yatrikar.
Vidimo Jagannath Puri, iznose gospodina Jagannatha da ga stave na kočiju.
But because they have some attraction for Jagannath, they can take 2 hours to put him on the car.
Ali zato što imaju privlačenje gospodinu Jagannathu, treba im 2 sata da ga stave na kočiju.
But a person has no attraction to Jagannath, they think, why are they taking so long to put him on the car?
Ali za osobu koja nema privlačenje gospodinu Jagannathu, može misliti da zašto im treba 2 sata da ga stave na kočiju.
How to put a motor on the car and drive him to
stavite motor na koči.
In a major temple, let's get this over with.
Pa se završimo s tim i da idemo na spavanje.
So their idea is something exciting. Let's go to the races, the car races.
I njihova ideja, hajde da doživimo nešto uzbudljivo, idemo na trku auta.
And the faster it goes, the faster they can drive, the more excited I feel.
I što oni brže voze, što to je uzbudljivije.
And if they crash and go up in flames, that's a little extra. And if 2 cars crash into each other and go up to flames, that's double benefit. Or this is just too agitating to my mind. I can't follow it. It's going too quick. Let me go to sleep.
Ajde da spavam.
And dream about something.
I sanjat ću nešto.
Eating.
Jedenje.
I'm too lazy to eat. Just grab something from the refrigerator.
Nešto ću zgrabiti iz frižidera.
Whether it's alive or dead, it doesn't make
any difference.
Just eat it.
Samo da jedem.
And then go to sleep.
E onda idem na spavanje.
And dream about how I can become God.
I sanjati o tome kako mogu postati Bog.
Here I'm nothing, but in my dreams I'm a big person.
Ovdje sam ništa, ali u mojim snovima sam velika osoba.
So that's ignorance.
To je neznanje.
So we're attracted by ignorance and passion. And therefore, these things like worshipping the deities and hearing the Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna, these things are not exciting enough for us.
Tako smo mi privočeni, znači, gunom neznanja i strasti, tako da nas stvari poput obožavanja božanstava, mantranja i slušanja Bhagavatama ne privlače.
Or every time I chant Hare Krishna, my mind becomes agitated.
Svaki put kad počnem mantrati Hare Krishna, um postane uznemiren i zaspe.
The only peace I have is when I go to sleep.
Jedini mir imam kad zaspe.
Therefore, one has to recognize that these are just products of my conditioning.
osoba treba shvatiti da se to proizvodi uvjetovanog stanja.
And therefore I have to at least have a regulated process, sadhana bhakti.
I onda bi treba imati barem reguliran slijedanje procesa sadhana bhakti.
And then gradually increase so that I can become steady in my sadhana.
I postepeno to povećavati da bi mogao postati postojan u svojoj sadhani.
So that I can actually derive some benefit from my what I'm doing.
Tako da konačno mogu dobiti izvući određeno dobrobiti za ono što radim.
Becoming steady in our sadhana means that our material propensities will decrease.
A postojeći utemeljen u svojoj sadhani znači da će se moje materijalne želje smanjiti.
And we'll discover that if we don't read the newspapers and find out who killed who yesterday, our lives can still go on.
Iako možemo shvatiti da ako ne čitamo novine i ne saznamo ko je ubio koga, da će naš život i dalje teći.
What the newest country the Western world is trying to exploit.
I koja je nova zemlja u zapadnom svijetu želi eksploatirati.
If we don't know that, still we can chant Hare Krishna nicely.
Čak i ako to ne znamo, još uvijek možemo lijepo mantrati Hare Krishna.
That we don't know, we don't watch our favorite television program.
Iako ne gledamo svoj omiljeni televizijski program.
Or a missed movie that everyone's talking about.
Ili propustimo film o kome svi govore.
Still, we can chant Hare Krishna.
Još uvijek možemo mantrati Hare Krishna.
As a matter of fact, we didn't lose anything.
U stvari ništa nismo ni izgubili.
Because whatever was the most popular movie 10 years ago, people can't even remember what it was.
Bilo koji film da je bio popularan prije 10 godina, nikoga se više i ne sjeća.
That whatever is popular at this moment by the general people will be forgotten about very quickly.
Sve što je trenutno popularno srane masa nama nije beznačajno.
And we can see that people are not becoming any more attracted, any more advanced by engaging in such activities.
I vidimo da ljudi uopće ne postaju ništa napredni angažirajući se u takve aktivnosti.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada told his followers not to go to the movies.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada je rekao svojim sljedbenicima da ne idu u kino.
And in India at that time, I mean the movies were like Sita's Wedding or Tukaram or something.
A u to vrijeme ljudi su u kinima gledali filmove poput Sitino venčanje, Tukaram.
It wasn't Romeo meets Juliet.
To nije bilo kao Romeo sreće Juliju.
Or Romeo leaves Juliet because he found someone nicer. No, they were spiritual themes. But still, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda didn't want his followers to go to the movies.
Znači, u to vrijeme su u kinima puštali te duhovne teme, međutim, još uvijek Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda nije želio njegov
sljedbenik.
A šta da govorimo danas?
You see the advertisements in India for the movies. Everyone has to have a knife. They feel naked without the knife, the dagger in the hand.
U Indiji koji idu u kino sad, onda osjećaju se nagi ako nemaju nož u ruci.
And at least a few have to have a pistol or a rifle.
I nekolicina bi bar trebala imati pištolj.
The lady has to be half naked.
I žena mora biti naga, naravno.
Or else she's out of fashion.
U suprotnom je staromodno.
And they all have to look angry. Everyone in the post has to look angry.
I svi na tom posteru trebaju biti ljuti, izgledati ljuti.
Or else people will think all these people are not, they're not up to the times, they're not modern.
U suprotnom će ljudi misliti da ovi filmovi nisu modern.
Yeah. So, what to speak of the... So, and by going to these movies and associating with these people, what happens?
I šta se događa kad idemo gledati takve filmove u kinima i družiti se sa takvim ljudima?
You become angry and frustrated like they are.
I postanemo ljuti i frustrirani poput njih.
You think the solution to my problems is stab my enemies and shoot my...
Znači, mislimo da je rješenje mojeg problema da ubijam svoje neprijatelje.
Maybe shoot a few of my friends also.
I treba možda pobijati nekog od svojih prijatelja.
In case they become my enemies in the future.
U slučaju da postanu moji neprijatelji u budućnosti.
One becomes angry and frustrated.
Osoba postaje ljuta i frustrirana.
Lusty.
Greedy.
Pohlepna. Envious.
Zavidna.
Modern person.
Moderna osoba.
So this is called bad association.
To se naziva lošim društvom.
It just agitates our own proclivities. Proclivities, our own tendencies.
On znači uznemiravaju svoje naše tendencije, naše.
Instead, one should upeksha, one should try to avoid these things and try to associate with the Bhagavatam and the activities of devotional service.
Znači osoba bi trebala da izbjegava ove svoje tendencije da se druži sa sa bhaktama I sluša Bhagavata.
Because behind all these things there is some greedy person trying to exploit us. But behind all the material propaganda and activities there is some greedy person trying to exploit us.
Iza svake materijalne propagande se nalazi neka pohlepna osoba koja želi da nas eksploatira.
Some blind person leading other blind people.
Ili slijepa osoba koja vodi druge slijepce.
Who have no idea of the value of Krishna consciousness.
Koji nemaju pojma o vrijednosti svjesnosti Krishna.
Who are trying to present something completely insignificant is all important.
Koja pokušava predstaviti nešto potpuno beznačajno kao nešto jako važno.
And that will just bewilder us from the path.
I onda će nas izbuniti I skrenuti sa naše staze.
It's like trying to light a fire and pouring water on it at the same time.
To je kao pokušavanje da zapalimo vatru I sipamo vodu isto na nju u isto vrijeme.
Putting the iron into the fire.
Stavljajući željezo u vatru.
And then taking it out and putting it into ice water.
I vadeći ga vani I stavljati ga u vodu.
But if we just leave it in the fire,
ako ga ostavimo u vatru,
then it'll get hotter and hotter and hotter.
Biće sve toplije I toplije.
And then eventually it'll become like the fire.
I konačno će postati poput vatre.
So that's Bhagavatam explains that.
I Bhagavatam to objašnjava.
And the devotees, as much as we live according to that, will be able to explain the same thing to others too.
I bhakte koji žive u skladu sa tim će biti isto tako mogućnosti da to objasne.
So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Za Roberta, samo tu priliku da se druži sa čistim kvartom, da možda neku realizaciju da podjeliš družiti sa Šlabrava.
Maharaj, I would like to ask you, because you had the opportunity to associate with the pure devotees, if you could share with us some realization of your association with Shlok Prabhupada.
Yes, that was my realization. Study the Bhagavatam.
Spoznaja studiranje Bhagavatam.
Live according to the Bhagavatam.
Živjeti u skladu sa Bhagavatam.
Repeat his message.
I ponavljati njegovu poruku.
That was Prabhupada.
To je bio Šlok Prabhupada, to je on radio.
When I was with him and he spoke to people, he just repeated the message of the Bhagavatam.
Kad je bio s ljudima, on bi samo ponavljao poruke Šrimad Bhagavatam.
Krishna is God.
Krishna je Bog.
And we're his servants.
I mi smo njegove sluge.
We can find out from Krishna if we study the scriptures.
Ako studiramo spise, saznat ćemo ko je Krishna.
And if someone didn't accept that,
I ako neko to ne bi prihvatio,
I probably gave them some prasad.
Šila Prabhupada im dao prasad.
He didn't psychoanalyze them.
Nije on analizirao psihologiju.
He didn't try to use up millions of analogies.
Nije pokušao da nađe milione analiza.
If people couldn't accept that 1 plus 1 is equal to 2.
Ako osobe ne bi prihvatile da je 1 plus 1 2.
He didn't try to teach them advanced algebra.
Nije pokušao naučiti višim stupnjima algebre.
Anything else?
Many of Srila Prabhupada disciples reached a high level of spiritual
advance.
What happened that so many of them left it at the moment?
Because they didn't reach a very high level of spiritual advance. Whatever level they reached,
bilo koji stupanj da su dosegli.
Even higher than level we're at.
To,
just like as I said before, there's that stage where Taranga Rangini enjoying the small waves of devotion. there's a stage of anishtita bhajana kriya.
Postoji ta faza anishtita bhajana kriya.
Where one executes bhajan.
Kada osoba radi bhajan.
And they become attractive to others.
I postanu privlačni za druge.
By their austerity.
Svojim strogostima.
By their good qualities.
Dobrim odlikama.
Because devotion bhakti from the very beginning is klesha agni and sudur subhada. It gives one all good qualities.
Jer već na početku bhakti daje dobre odlike.
And it frees one from sinful reaction.
I oslobađa osobu od grešnih aktivnosti.
So as the leaf of devotion unfurls and one acquires qualities such as be able to benefit others.
I kako se stvari dalje odvijaju i osoba je u stanju da učini da druge stvari imaju dobrobit od njenog propovjedanja.
Being a little bit more free from distress from others.
Postanu oslobođeni stresa.
Become relatively more renounced.
Postaju relativno odvojeni.
More knowledgeable in the philosophy.
Dobiju više znanja iz filozofije.
Being kind to people.
Postanu ljubazni prema drugima.
Then naturally one acquires jhanam, dhanam, sundari, and kaivikam. Naturally he gets followers.
Tako osoba onda znači općenito dobija sledbenike.
Naturally he gets wealth.
Dobija
followers,
bogatstvo.
He gets wealth.
Znači sledbenici znači bogatstvo.
Naturally the opposite sex becomes attracted to you.
I suprotan pol isto tako postane privučan.
Because if you have followers and wealth, obviously they're going to be attracted.
I ako imate sledbenike i bogatstvo, onda isto tako imate i tu mogućnost.
Lakshmi is naturally attracted to Narayan.
Lakshmi je privučena Narayanom.
But then if one is not advanced enough,
ali ako osoba nije dovoljno napredna,
that we actually think we're these things, I deserve them.
I ako osoba misli, ja zaslužujem ove stvari.
Or other factors may be there.
I neki drugi faktori tu mogu biti prisutni.
We've seen that some devotees, they actually believe that they were pure devotees.
Mi vidimo da su neki bhakti mislili da su čisti bhakti.
Because somehow or another Prabhupada appointed them to become pure devotees.
Na neki novel ili onaj način što Prabhupada je izabrao da budu čisti bhakti.
Because their philosophy was wrong.
Zato što je filozofija.
They thought, we're pure devotees and everyone else is my servant.
Znači oni su pogrešno razmišljali, oni su mislili ja sam čisti bhakti, svi ostali su moje sluge.
So they lost the service attitude.
I izgubili su taj stav služenja.
And they became enjoyers of the results of their service.
Postali su uživaoci tog svog aktivnosti služenja.
Or they offended other Vaishnavas.
Ili su vrijeđali druge Vaishnave.
And that led to their downfall.
I to je vodilo ka padu.
So it is not, as soon as one tries to make advancement,
čim osoba počne da pravi pokuša da napreduje,
then Maya will try to defeat the practitioner by so many allurements.
A Maya će odmah pokušati da ga osujeti sa toliko puno izazova.
Therefore, Prabhupada didn't appoint anyone as acharya within our society.
Tako što Prabhupada nije nikoga izabrao kao acharya u našem društvu.
He appointed a GBC.
I on je osnovao GBC.
To oversee the activities.
Da, koji će nadgledati
all the devotees in the society.
Koji će nadgledati aktivnosti svih bhakta u društvu.
So as much as they guard the spiritual lives of all the devotees.
Sve dotle dok čuvaju duhovni život svih bhakta.
By their preaching and by their personal example.
Svojim propovjedanjem i svojim osobnim primjerom.
Then they are able to help everyone, including those who are, for instance, so-called relatively more advanced.
I tako će biti u stanju da pomognu svima i takvima koji su takozvani napredni drugi.
But if the GBC doesn't have a clear understanding either,
ako GBC nema jasno shvatanje,
they sometimes can't help themselves but to speak with anyone else.
Čak ne mogu nekad pomoći sebe da ne govorim u drugima.
Yes.
Pitam da je pošto je govorio o tome da ona je osoba treba nekako misli izdići iznad dubine znanja i strasti u Berlinu.
You were speaking about that person should elevate himself above the modes of passion and ignorance and get into the
world. Jedino na tom nivou možemo tu za za Bhagavatam i za, za čisto predano služenje.
Only on that level person can have the taste for hearing Bhagavatam and perform devotional service.
Šta ako osoba na neki način izgubila taj neki ukus i ponovo se vratila na nivo gune neznanje?
So, kako, a već kako, bila gore.
Da, ako neko već godina maj mantru i sve, pa je opet pao i nema ukusa za Bhagavatam i za mantranje, šta je ono? A nema se nekako snage da ponovo nekako stekne, šta je neki savjet?
So what if a person was for years chanting, I mean it was on a kind of level of goodness, but fell and went back to the modes of ignorance and passion, so it doesn't have a strength to reach again that level before that. So what's the suggestion, how to help that person?
So many possibilities.
Ima toliko puno mogućnosti.
It's too theoretical.
To je teoretski previše za mene.
We can always help someone by just our own example.
Osobi možemo pomoći svojim osobnim...
Evo recimo ja sam u pitanju, šta je za mene sam?
Evo, for example, I am that person, what would you, you know, what...
I don't know, because who said how much goodness have we actually achieved?
Koliko vrline smo u stvari dosegli prije?
When is actually goodness, it's pretty rare they fall back to passion and ignorance.
Neko stvarno u gune vrline, vrlo je rijetko da se ponovo vrati u gunu strasti i neznanja.
Kind of the next, Madhuri Kandambini, generally we get a little bit of a taste of goodness when we're doing our sadhana.
Prema Madhuri Kandambini, kažemo, dobimo malo ukusa kada radimo svoj sadhana u gunu vrline.
But generally our goodness doesn't extend to our normal everyday activities.
Ali ta guna vrline se ne proteže u naše svakodnevne aktivnosti.
But when our sadhana reduces or is somehow or another not as steady as it was before.
Ali kad smanjimo svoj sadhana i ona nije na neki